This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hi, this is Celia Kutcher, host of Animal Instinct, and you are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Eating Disorder. My name is Paul Gerard. Please welcome my co-host, the Reverend Spiro.
Whoop, whoop.
And Mr. Crazy Legs Conti.
I say she's going to ask to be moved from that table, and I'll explain it in a moment.
You're going to give up the star sitting across
from us? The star is sitting in the studio. But yes, I am going to give up the star sitting at the first aid table.
That's true.
The
bigger star is in the studio.
Yes, I would agree. We were lamenting the fact that as we head into our episode, our season-ending eating disorder episode, that no one was at the first aid table, and then who should sit down but a woman very familiar with this type of microphone, Lake Bell of In a Word.
And Scott Campbell.
And Scott Campbell. Yeah. Chef Paul knew Scott Campbell. He knew the better half. But they're at the first aid table while Eating Disorder is broadcasting, and we don't care.
I care.
All right.
Who was that voice? Fortunately, we have somebody in the studio who is also very familiar with being at the microphone and things of the same shape, if I may. So for tonight's show...
Yes.
And the first aid table just looked at your tits. They totally
Everybody
did.
Everybody did.
Totally, oh, man.
Tonight's show is called The Things We Put in Our Mouths, Carnal Cravings from Candy to Cock. So without further ado, let's welcome tonight's special guest, a native New Yorker coming to Bushwick from the Boogie Down Bronx, also a food lover and very experienced in carnal cravings, adult film star Mary Jean. Welcome.
Honored to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining
us.
I'm
so nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
Yeah, don't be nervous.
Were you nervous when he said from candy to cock? Because I thought he meant poultry. I thought he meant chicken.
I mean, you have sex with people on film, and you're nervous around us ugly fucks?
Yes, because she's worried that's where her career might end up if she doesn't play a card right. I'm kidding.
I've never been scared doing porn either.
No, no?
Yeah, no.
I've done art films. I call them art films.
Uh-huh. Really?
Back in the 90s, yeah.
Oh, cool.
A couple, yeah. But they
Give me a name.
They were very
Google.
Artistic. I did one under the name Spunky Trousers.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm serious.
Oh, you're
I'm
one totally of those serious. That always changed his name.
What's that?
You always changed your name in porn?
I changed my name regularly. Yeah, I had identity problems. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But Mary, it wasn't porn, it was art.
Mary Jean, you're
sticking to that.
Yeah, your name is not hyphenated, but it sometimes has a space between it, or is one word. But which do you prefer?
Yeah, I don't get that. It's one word.
It's one word.
Yeah,
that's what
it's
I thought.
My real name, too, so right. That's why it's a little... I've been doing this for like 25 years trying to correct people.
Okay.
Well, take away five because I started talking like around that time, you know?
Right. All right.
But you grew up in New York, right?
Yeah.
The Bronx.
Born and
the Bronx.
Raised.
Because you don't really have a very thick New York accent. Like, I expected you to come in here sound like Rosie Perez or something.
Oh, my God.
I love Rosie. I guess I have a neat accent. I don't know.
So you are a fan of food, huh?
Yeah, I love food.
What's your favorite thing? What's the biggest thing that you crave?
Tacos.
Tacos? Mm.
Yeah, even though I'm trying to just crave pasta now because I feel like pasta is less fattening than tacos, but...
Mm. So you have no problem with the gluten?
Yeah, no, I should, though.
Why?
My ass is, like, just keeps getting
That's your moneymaker. I think you're doing all right there in the ass department.
Yeah, but I cry when I can't put up my jeans or my skirt. So it's like, ass stop growing.
And you think pasta is a better bit on that than tacos?
Well, yeah, because tacos have a lot of fattening stuff. Like, I like greasy tacos.
Mm.
So I'm trying to be smart about it. I'm like, okay, there's... cheese, there's meat.
It's a balanced diet, all in one tortilla.
Is there is there a porn nutritionist? Is there? Because on set, there's probably not. I mean, I imagine the craft service is maybe not very healthy.
We got great food.
You have great
on
food?
Set.
Like
yeah.
What? Tell us.
Like, last time I shot was a month ago. Mm-hmm. They gave us fresh chicken, and we made, like, a sandwich. It was
all right.
Good.
So you get good food on set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's no one advising... the porn industry on...
I mean, yeah, seriously, because why are we doing this? We should be craft services on freaking porn sites. Well, I mean, come on.
I spoke to our friend of the show, James Dean, about about improving food on porn sets.
Mm-hmm.
But
that'd be cool.
Yeah, I want to write a script for him too.
Our friend, a couple of people to call out. Our friend Rogue, remember our friend Rogue?
The magician.
He was on the Coco and Ice show.
Oh, cool!
He was just on their talk show. Coco and Ice-T have a talk show, and he was on.
She's got a pretty amazing posterior too. Is that real? You think that's real?
Her booty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
She's like I don't know how to say. She's just like. She works out a lot, and you can tell because her muscles are shaped like a person that works out a lot. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, just at one spot. I don't know.
She's got good glutes, good serrated glutes.
Yeah, yeah, it's all around.
She's glute-free.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's extra glute.
Extra glute.
Now, I know I read a lot of porn literature, like autobiographies written by porn stars. Yeah, I have all that. Like I have this.
Is that like
I brought
Penthouse
one.
Forum or something?
I brought
like,
one. That I'll get to in a minute.
But I never thought this would happen in a pizzeria.
No. These are like Asia Akira's most recent autobiography. She talks a lot about what she can and can't eat before a porn shoot. Beets being the primary food you don't want to eat because it seems like something else when you're doing anal sex. But
an anal virgin.
You're an anal virgin? That's probably the best. You have something to look forward to. It's like people who've never seen the movie The Godfather, and everyone's like, how could you not see it? It's like, you got something to look forward to. The Godfather, anal sex, Brando, it's in your future.
You speak of that with such authority.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Well,
somebody made you an offer you couldn't refuse.
I wonder, like, you're Dominican. Do you eat mangu?
Yeah, I just had it yesterday.
It's delicious, right?
I love it.
Yeah. Now, are there foods you would not eat before a porn shoot?
Wait, what is mangu?
I guess leftover plantains that are cooked slowly overnight that form a kind of...
It's like mofongo?
No, you sound like you're doing rocket science.
I'm doing rocket science?
looking at you so weird. Overnight.
I'll stare at Lake Bell. tell us, Mary.
Wait, Jean.
Wait.
What? Oh. I can't put it down. So tight.
Okay. I know.
Just take it off.
Right. I know. Can I get banned for that? Because
they'd have to go through
tonight. No. You can do whatever you want.
Yes.
We're all over 6 feet tall, and I guarantee we're the biggest guys in the room.
Tell us how
I need a shot.
tell us how mangu is made.
It's just plantain, and you boil it mm-hmm. for like 30 minutes.
Oh,
you smash it with butter and some water from the boiling process. You know,
okay, mm-hmm.
and just like smash it like.
It's delicious.
I don't know.
Yeah.
it's like doing the cabbage patch.
It's a side for Dominican
awesome.
Breakfast.
Okay. Yeah.
Eggs, queso,
like you're smashing onions. Garlic.
Yes, like you're smashing garlic.
Do you
find everything in the cooking world to be as sexual as the porn world? Because the way you were just showing us how to smash garden.
Oh, wait, let me show you the right leg.
Oh, sorry. Let's see.
Okay, yeah, we should do recipes with Mary Jean.
Okay. She just lifted up Little Jimmy's last alcoholic beverage. It's a Seagram's margarita wine
little
cooler.
Jimmy. Yeah.
And she held the top, the shaft, if I might, and then you kind of did a circular motion. And I happen to be a guy, just putting it out there, I happen to be a guy who prefers hand jobs over blow jobs. And I'd imagine, is there a
really?
Niche? I do, absolutely.
Why?
Because both my hands are free. If I'm with a woman of Mary Jean's stature, she's got a lot of attributes. You don't, in today's world, my buddy Sam Barkley says, you don't have to choose between being a breast or an ass man. You could choose both.
Yeah.
It's not mutually, or it's mutually exclusive. I can't remember. But basically, my hands are free. I can look at the girl. I can kiss the girl. Although,
you can read. You can flip through pages of your favorite novel.
I have a Ten Stars autobiography I could read while getting a hand job. So that's my reasoning. And I guess I'll put this out there. I wanted to do some research for the show, but I'm a big proponent of never fast-forwarding pornography. We had another guest scheduled who couldn't make it.
What is wrong
with
you?
Fortunately,
really?
Fast-forwarding has ruined porn, in my opinion.
Oh,
and
that's a sign that you're addicted to porn. If you're constantly fast-forwarding.
Looking for the titillating moment?
Yeah, yeah.
I fast-forward every movie. I fast-forward freaking action movies. Oh. I do. I'm sorry. It's like I have no attention span.
Waiting for the
attention.
Bruce Willis cum shot?
Yeah, no, I'm like, no, like, listen, if it's an action movie and there's a freaking love interest in it, I'm like, I don't really fucking give give a shit. Show me the dinosaur.
Okay.
You mean the guy's dick?
Yes.
Well, that.
It is. Yes, exactly, Mary Jean. So I watched only one of your films, Mary Jean, and I had thought I'd gotten to the end of the internet of yoga porn. I'm a big fan of yoga porn. So based on the clip, I went with Sexy Girl, Big Tits, Mary Jean 1, which was appropriately labeled.
Did you
see
two?
No, I held off. I said I would only watch one, which... Amazingly enough, choosing at random for eating disorder, it opens. Now, I do have a question about the filming of this. It opens with you dropping a grape in your blouse.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't even a nip slip. It was like a boob. Is there a word for that when the whole thing comes out? Like a boob-a-loop? But do you recall filming... You may not have known the name was going to end up being that. But do you recall filming the scene where there's all this fruit on the table, you drop it in, and then your yoga instructor can't make it, but his son... is able to come over and you're texting the son and the son comes over?
This stuff happens to me all the time.
You do recall that one. All right, so there was yoga porn and I'm a big fan of yoga
Canada,
porn.
It was in Canada, that's why.
That was in Canada? Oh. It was Canadian porn and I didn't even know.
Well, it's American, but it was shot in Canada and it was my first time ever going there, so little stuff like that I'll remember.
Did you eat poutine while you were there? You know what poutine is? They didn't have poutine at the Canadian porn shop?
No, I went to like an American restaurant.
It's like disco fries. Not you know what disco fries are?
Oh, yeah. Wait, I did have it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You had all the Canadian sex you could want.
Wow.
And poutine. So you did it all.
And I got stopped at the border.
Oh,
really?
So, tell us about that.
What happened at the border?
What happened?
Nothing. They let me go. I home.
Were you smuggling?
I wish.
So my question.
Wait, I don't wish.
No, well, no. Of course not. Border Patrol, we don't
smuggle?
Have
I mean, what are you going to smuggle from freaking Canada? Bacon?
Back bacon.
Back bacon.
So what's your damn question?
My damn question is, you recall that scene. And I guess my question is about your mind space. In other words, we know how physically you have to prepare your body. There are many things physiologically you have to do. But your mind, what do you think about going into a scene like Sexy Girl, Big Tits, Mary Jean 1?
I don't know. I just kept getting yelled at because I was eating the props. even before.
I think Lake Bell heard you on that one. Scott came
I know, they're looking.
Should I show her my boobs?
Yeah, I think now's the time. We're good?
Wait.
Yes. Just keep, all right.
She's not even looking.
That's all right.
Oh,
fuck.
Look.
Just keep going. Here we go.
So, mentally, you...
Do you want to see?
Your boobs? Yes. Sure. Yeah.
No! Oh my God!
What, you don't want to see?
What are you... Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
Oh my God. There it is. All right.
Mentally.
That's the best thing ever happened on eating disorder.
Visual radio. So mentally, what are you thinking about when you do a scene?
Don't eat too much.
Don't eat too much. All right.
Really?
I'm serious. All right. I can't because, you know, I'm getting fucked really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to, like, try to make my tummy not, like, row and stuff. So.
How much or when do you eat before going into a sex scene?
I'll eat breakfast and I'll eat lunch. So I guess I'm eating the full thing, but just not, like, the large amount.
Okay,
because Peter North used to eat a head of celery the day before.
That was the room.
So
a head of celery?
A whole head of celery.
What do you think of him? You know what he's famous for, obviously. Peter North?
Dead. Hot ropes.
No.
Hot ropes.
He would be the guy who could shoot geysers, like 13
on demand.
Giant loads.
Giant loads.
Do you have a favorite porn star, male or female, that you admire from the past or the future? You stared at Chef Paul like
I did.
Spunky. What was your name again? Spunky
Trousers.
Yeah.
Spunky Trousers.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to watch a lot of lesbian porn, so there's more like female.
Is there a girl you love?
Vanessa Del Rio? Do you go back to the 80s or not?
Vanessa Del Rio.
I did watch
impressive.
80 porn, but Erica I didn't Blair. Really get to masturbate to it. I would just watch it.
Okay.
I didn't
for the
know.
Plot.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. The 80s plots were the best.
It's interesting, though. I was having a conversation with somebody today, and they were curious. They were talking about post-sex food, that he would get cravings for, like, ham sandwiches and things like that. I get cravings for Uber.
Uber, like the car?
Yeah. He likes car sex. I like hand jobs. He likes car sex.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, but what do you crave? What do you crave after sex? Like, what's that big thing? Is it chocolate? Is it pizza? You know the story about pizza, right? Like pizza and blowjobs?
No, what is it?
Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
Okay, yeah. I know about it now. I never heard that one before.
Right. Well, okay, let me ask you this question.
So wait. Let her answer the question. What's your post-sex craving? Like, once it's all done?
I always, for some reason, eat tacos after sex because I shoot
out
in L.A.
During sex.
Oh, you're so lucky. I wish.
Lesbian porn fan tacos. I see a crossover here between a food truck and you.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's
how it's going to happen, yeah.
Have you ever tried the food fetishes?
No.
We did a show here on food fetishes.
I don't know. That's like one girl in two cup. Or
No.
That's what happens to food after the fetish.
No, there's a lot of different things.
Here's one. What about like toy jobs, like Altoids and blowjobs? Have you ever tried that one?
In real life?
Yes.
Or on.
Nah.
No?
Or mints and no?
It just hurts.
It does.
It hurts your mouth?
Okay.
It just hurts like my pussy. Like, if the guy's licking it and he has some sort of, like, minty stuff going on.
Really?
It doesn't feel good with the clitoris, you know? You need, like, ice. Something cold. Something that's going to make it feel like it's on fire. You know?
So no Red Hots.
No!
Switch to
ginger.
Lemon heads.
Remember there was, there was one fetish where you take ginger and make it into a butt plug and you insert raw ginger.
It's probably
that doesn't seem very fun.
That just and
helps you get over a cold, though.
Is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
no, I would watch that. I love ginger. What would be the strangest thing someone has asked you to do, either on film or in real life, or
to eat?
Yeah. Well, or what's just an odd thing that comes to mind? Has there been any odd requests you've gotten?
With food or sex?
Both.
Yeah. Sure.
Sex. Some guy wanted me to lick his asshole on set.
Mm-hmm. I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
I still haven't tried anal like that.
Show. Right.
Uh-huh. Or their anal. I'm lying. I did fuck a guy in the asshole. But it's very different.
Did.
I care for him.
With a strap on?
No, with my hand.
Oh, okay. The whole thing?
Fist?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, small. Fist,
no, I got
guy.
Four fingers.
You're well manicured. All right.
I hope you were carrying Purell during.
I didn't. He was all like juicy.
Oh!
And I loved him at the time. So.
Oh, so it was an act of love. That's nice.
So how did that affect the relationship later? Because one of the things when we had the sexual fetish show, I was curious how you present this to somebody, how you can go up to somebody and say, like, hey, please pour baked beans all over my body as you're blowing me or something like that. How did you feel about him after? Did he present that to you like, hey, what do you think about fisting me? And were you like, oh, great. Yeah, I think you're cute and let's do that.
I don't know. Every time, like when I give a blowjob, I like to play with the balls because, like, nobody wants to leave them out, you know? So
that's good. I'm glad you don't have a lot of allergies.
Pro ball blowjob. Yeah.
I, like, touch nipples while giving blowjob, you know.
Yeah. And for the visual radio, Mary Jean's hand is only about 11 inches from my nipple. So
what do you think? Let me ask you a question. What do you think of beards?
I like them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My beard looks like Grizzly Adams meets late Orson Welles, though. You've never had sex on camera with a guy with a beard like this, right?
No.
Mustache wax, the whole thing. I can't even eat soup in public. I can't imagine what would happen on a porn set. Yeah. Well,
Jesus.
I may save this till the end, but I have something that I think is an odd request that doesn't require you to take anything off because you've already flashed Lake Bell and Scott Campbell. So maybe we can end the show with eating disorder, heritageradionetwork.org, history of me asking you perhaps to do something that would be a little bit odd. Is that going to be okay? Do you like us well enough for that to happen?
Okay.
Should we do it now?
I don't even know what you're going to ask him.
Yeah,
you
want to
do it? Maybe we just do it now.
All right. No.
So do you know who this is on my tie here? That's Katy Perry.
She looks like Sweet Baby Jane.
Well, that's Katy Perry in a video, like as an alter ego.
I thought that was from Heather's.
Oh, Heather! Oh, also wow. '80s again. Huh. You know, so I'm a big Katy Perry fan, but I don't need to imagine myself having sex with Katy Perry. I'd prefer to think of myself on a date with her. But I had this odd feeling of, well, what would it be like if I was Katy Perry. So it's not exactly sexual. But so what I brought, ordered off her website, I brought her a cupcake dress. She has a website, Katy Perry. And it's brand new. I did, you know, so there's
I'm not
dress.
Wearing that.
You're not wearing
I
the
can't.
Katy Perry?
No. Crazy Legs is going to wear it.
But see, I already... But,
he needs
okay.
to wear it, then you need to peg
oh,
him.
So would you dress as me then? Because I have this beard.
Oh my God!
And then I have this, I have a hat. I cut off some of my dreads. And I made a. I have a
it's
Boston.
Personal.
It is. What's? Well, it's my dreadlocks attached to a Rajon Rondo Celtics hat.
Those are sick.
I know. So, but if, you would have to imagine yourself as Katy Perry as me. It's stapled, but I think it'll be okay from like 4 years ago because
oh
Rondo
God.
Got traded. So I don't know if there's a sexual term for that where you imagine the
I think,
woman
I think
you want to be with.
The technical term is fucked up.
Is that why yeah. Scott Campbell and Lake Bell are
oh
staring incessantly?
Right
so you don't. Right so this. Would you wear the beard and the hat? But not the Katy Perry dress, or no, none of it. You could say no too.
Yeah,
no.
If I were you, I would say no.
You could say
I would say no.
All right, you want to say? You could say no. It's absolutely
all right. You have to get butt fucking naked.
Oh,
in your drawers.
Yeah.
In my what? In my jorts? Did you say drawers. My jeans, shorts? Oh,
drawers.
In my drawers.
I don't wear the little dress.
Come on, crazy
Come on,
legs.
Dude,
I have to get
oh,
my,
you,
in my drawers.
Get undressed.
And then what, you'll put on the dread hat and the beard?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys can do the play-by-play. You hold that.
Wait, so, after I
know
it.
Oh, after you win this thing. All right, so hold that. Hold
Sorry,
that.
Play-by-play.
Here,
right.
Here we are. I thought we were going to talk about cravings for chocolate and cheese and bread.
All right, here we go.
And we're getting dressed up like Katy Perry.
Take it down to your
Oh, my God.
Down to my drawers. All right.
All right. So, one button, two button, three button. Oh, my God. And the butt wiggle. Oh, my God. The butt wiggle is happening. It's happening. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Wait,
I hope
my
the health,
God.
I hope the health department doesn't come in.
Dude, photos. Get
hey, wait, why you're not in the front? Right here. To the public.
I think they could
to
see
the
it.
Public.
To the public? To Lake Bell? My brother's underwear? They are never coming to regret
it. Oh, my God.
If anybody's wondering what's going on out there in restaurant land, this is probably the strangest thing that I have ever seen. Mr. Crazy Legs Conti. In his Union Jack underwear,
so
getting dressed up
oh,
like,
dude. Oh
like,
my God. Dude, oh,
like
are you
Katy
turning,
Perry.
Oh, I'm getting a stirring. Oh my God, you're in a oh, holy shit, dude.
There we go.
Oh my God.
All right. Does that work? Is that okay? I don't know.
Yes.
You find that attractive,
yes.
Mary Jean?
I just want to fuck his ass.
Oh. Yeah. All right, Mary Jean. So now your turn, right? Oh. No, you know, just you can hold it up too. You can hold it up. So let's see what you look like with the beard.
Dude, it looks like a hair
hat.
Squid.
Yep.
It does.
All right.
This is crazy.
Yeah. All right. So there it is, the Rajon Rondo dread wig. And you can just hold the beard up, and then look over there, and then we'll take a photo.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Now I got the photo up here.
Oh, sorry. All right.
And now I feel like everybody in Roberta's right now is fully offended.
I don't know why they wouldn't be.
They love right, they so love now. The flashing of the boobs.
Oh, wait. Let me take off my shirt.
I don't even know if you can see. Please do.
Okay, so much better. Beards and boobs. I think that's a bar in Williamsburg.
Yes.
Oh. Wait.
There you go.
All right.
Beards and boobs. The new bar in Williamsburg will be opening up
Beards
shortly.
And boobs.
We're going to give Mary Thank Jean you. Some points in that.
Cheers. Right.
Cheers. Cheers to you, Mary Jean. Now, I have a suggestion. So I, Lake Bell just gave me the clap. I appreciate that. So I read a lot of, as you know, thank you. The beard, it is hot. The beard is hot, believe it. I read a lot of the porn autobiographies. I have here the story of Shannon Rose, which is a very depressing story about her traumatic childhood. I'm not going to get into it, but.
Fucking porn stars are
I know.
Depressing.
So here's my pitch to you, Mary Jean. You're from the Bronx. You love the Bronx.
Love
it's a travel, food, New York book, coffee table. It's everywhere in New York that means something to you, where you've had sex or a great meal. It's photographs, because you are a beautiful woman.
Or
with
sex and a great meal.
Sex and a great meal.
Yeah.
So you could come out with a sort of food, sex, travel autobiography that's like a beautiful coffee table book.
Just in New York or all over?
Well, wherever else you'd like to go. If you want to go to the Dominican Republic, if you want to go anywhere, do you see a book or an autobiography in your future about your experiences?
I don't know. I think they'll fall asleep.
Well, you seem to be enjoying your experiences.
Oh, yeah, because we're totally bored.
Are you enjoying being a porn star?
I don't consider myself. I consider myself someone that's just working.
Right.
So I'm a house dancer still. I won't give that up because I love being a stripper.
Where are you dancing?
In the city headquarters.
Oh, okay. Big John, right?
Love Big John.
Yes, me too.
That's the only reason why I'm saying the name. Fuck them. They fucked me over last week.
Did you have have you joined or followed any of these class action suits about, because you're required, you have a schedule, a uniform,
yeah.
You're a W-2 employee, but they treat you like a subcontractor.
Yeah.
I'm just shouting out to all the accountants who listen to this show. But
and lawyers.
The odd thing that occurred in Albany a few years ago is some bean counter realized that lap dancing should be taxed, that it should cost $21.80. So a lot of lawsuits have occurred.
$21.80?
Or whatever. How much
do you charge for a lap dance?
It depends the way I'm feeling. If I don't know. If the guy is being a jerk, I'll charge double or triple.
Really?
If he's really nice, I'll do 20. I don't know. It's really different because everybody I treat differently just because
you're like a
the
bartender.
Way they treat me. You know?
Yeah, no, seriously,
you
like a bartender.
You can change your prices per person?
I can't, but I'll let them know, like, that's how much it is. But if you want me to give you a lap dance, obey or go with my other friends.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
Is there any action in the champagne room? Or you don't...
No, I'm a boring stripper.
Well, no, but that's...
I don't even dance on stage.
The bartenders we've had in the room have said the same thing. It's like, listen, if you're a cool person, you bring people to my bar, I hang out with you, you're good and whatever, you know, you'll get the buybacks, but if you're a dick, you don't get shit.
We're not in the 90s anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
like it's the old days.
Like the old strippers have this old stripper mentality. It's like,
oh, really?
All you have to do is talk now.
That's true.
But you don't even dance. You don't even get on the stage.
I do.
You
do? Yeah. It depends. Like, it really depends how my day is going. Like, if I slept all day.
And ate a bunch of tacos.
Yeah, masturbated, came. If I came, my night is good because, like, I'm, like, you know, like, less stressful. And I know that sounds, like, really, like, oh, so cliche, but
I feel that really does. Look, you know what? Like in the morning, if I blow two out, it's like a cup of coffee. It's fine.
So were you always a very sexual person?
Yeah, like I was watching 80 porn.
Hmm.
You know, like I'm comfortable. I just always knew I was comfortable.
You were always comfortable with
it. Yeah. Like, I love having sex with girls, but I don't consider myself a lesbian.
I read that your first sexual experience was with a girl.
Yeah.
And that's what you considered losing your virginity with another girl.
Yeah, definitely did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not a lesbian.
No.
Do you consider yourself pansexual? Like, you just like...
No, I'm so straight.
Straight, okay.
Like, I see myself being married with a man. I love the penetration. I love sucking dick. Like, I can suck dick for 5 hours straight.
5 hours straight?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet you can't.
I bet I could.
Our food sponsors would like to add zucchini instead of dick. But yes, that's amazing.
I'm willing to volunteer for that.
5 hours straight. It'd be nothing
five
like
hours.
Chef Paul, your bathing suit area would look like a popcorn at a sawdust factory. 5 hours straight. Are you kidding me? With Mary Jean?
I'd be happy to try.
I can barely last till the end of this episode.
And she doesn't have any nut allergies.
Hey, the first gay couple just got their next entree. Let's check it out. What are they having?
Oh, my God. I would put the middle finger the whole time.
Oh. Mary Jean, where can people... Now, do you like it when fans interact with you on social media and things?
I don't have fans.
You don't have fans?
I have people that bash me out.
What?
No.
Okay, you now have fans. We are now... Is everyone here fans?
Everyone's a fan. Only complimentary call-outs to the lovely Mary Jean.
Yes.
Where do you want to... talk about social media? Do you have any?
Because
I would imagine in today's age, people can do web. What do you do? Webcam shows? Do you sell your used panties? You need to get into that big business.
That's where the money is.
Yeah,
in Japan especially.
I don't want to be that typical porn girl. I don't know what I'm doing now. I'm just having fun.
If you put out your own line of taco shells.
Come
on. That'd be
Mary Jean tacos.
Yep. Yeah. And then like ones with like, I don't, is it alfalfa that would make it like a Muff Divers taco? Something with a little overgrown. Anyway,
the
so where would people where would people get a hold of you in cyberspace?
La ropa vieja.
Yes.
They could reach out on my Twitter.
Yes, and your handle.
Yeah. XO Mary Jean XO and Instagram. Mary Jean, three X's.
Mm-hmm. And do you have anything coming out soon?
No.
I mean, film-wise. I think the three of us have plenty coming out soon.
Yeah. I'll be watching.
You have no what's the last film you did?
I shot maybe like a month ago, I think. So it should be coming out soon.
What's the title of that?
I have no idea.
Do you know
it's
the titles?
An office movie.
An office movie?
And I squirted it in this one for the first time.
For real?
And you didn't expect it, or it just occurred?
No, I was fucking shocked. I thought the water was coming from the ceiling.
Oh, amazing. That's
from
great.
This week.
And it felt so great.
Yeah.
You're like, damn faulty sex.
I was like...
Yeah, considering my apartment just flooded, holy shit.
not in the way that Mary Jean's describing, clearly, though.
It was crazy, like, and a lot, too.
So, and they got it on film, and what was going through your mind when that happened?
I was praying to Jesus Christ, because it felt so good. I'm a Catholic.
Kinda?
No, straight up Catholic girl from the Bronx, but, like, I'm very sexual active. You know, like, I love sex. I love to watch sex. I love to watch people have sex.
Okay, let's talk about Catholicism for a second.
Does.
Let's talk about that for a second. So, you grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, how do you feel about the whole Catholic stigma on sex or, you know, just being sexual or that?
That's a great question.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you.
I don't know. It's just, it feels weird when I do see, like, people dressed up in nuns and, like, fucking.
On a porn set.
Yeah, like,
not
like that bothers me. I get offended.
Yeah, fuck that. You. That was a good question. Yeah.
So that's where you draw the line.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
So not even, what about, like, religious porn parody? Have you done any porn parodies?
No.
I saw you did a movie called Swappers. Is it about like antiques or something? Like, you guys...
I was confused. Swapping Com.
I thought it was like antiques and
recipes.
Swapping it with...
It was about recipes.
This semen is from the 1800s. It's valued at $14.17 on the open market.
This is Elvis's jizz.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to see? What would you like to see? So you're not doing the typical porn star things of selling used panties or webcams. What is something that you feel is Mary Jean to its core that you would like to see the porn world adopt? Is there something out there? What's the future?
I don't know.
I'm gonna head up this taco thing for you.
I think so.
I'm gonna make this happen.
A taco porn truck.
I'll be like I guess they'll call it BBW. But I'll definitely get to that category. And I'm okay with that.
You think you'll get there?
I think so.
BBW?
Like chunky.
What?
Why? You
chunky
think,
girls.
Chunky
you,
girls.
You know, you're not chunky at all. You think as you get older, you're going to get chunky. Too many Gillettes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Do you ever go to Chicago for porn events?
No.
I have two guys who run Taco in a Bag. They're delicious tacos.
I would be there.
All right, we're going to make that happen because they would let you guest host their taco truck.
Oh my
it's
God,
called
that sounds so
Glutton
good.
Force 5. They have the party bot. They sell unicorn tears. They are right in your wheelhouse, Mary Jean.
Okay.
And they will make you delicious tacos. You will love it. You have nothing to worry about. You're comfortable in your profession. You're not doing the typical path. Most people today would think, I want to be Lake Bell or Scott Campbell. Well, there's a path that people seem to follow in the porn world, or that viewers seem to follow. I mean, I watched all the yoga porn there is on the internet, so I know. But you're your own self, and I think that's wonderful. And that's not the beer or the Katy Perry dress I'm wearing talking.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to have kids? Do you want to have kids someday?
Yeah, like a farm.
A farm, yeah. Really? A lot of kids.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how my pussy's going to be afterwards. Like, I don't know if I want to, like, do a natural because I want my pussy to stay nice and tight.
No, it snaps right back. It'll
that's what they all say.
And they can throw a stitch in there. They can.
Yeah, no, yeah. But if you see porn, like, big porn stars that, like, took a break to have a family and they come back, no offense, but their pussy is shaped differently. That's just human. Like, you know, like, that's life. That happens.
That's okay.
So...
And then, and then you can be like Jenna Jameson and be on Fox News. We have issues with Jenna?
No, I love her.
Okay, all right.
I just, she's
maybe
great.
Maybe she has issues with the right wing.
Yeah, but she's like, you know, I don't know anything about her, so I'm not one to say anything, but I do love her. I'm definitely like a Jenna fan, too, just because... It's fucking Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, an icon of the...
You can even... People try to say stuff, and it's sad, but, like, meaning sad for themselves. Like, mind your business.
Do you follow politics?
I try, but then I always think about, like, sex and politics, which is weird.
Well, no, I think shouldn't there be a Donald Trump porn parody? Like, yeah, like Trump
gosh.
Dump and Pump?
The come
right?
over.
The come over. You just got it. The come over. Would you star in a Donald Trump porn where it's like a Donald Trump porn actor? The come over with Mary Jean?
Yeah, I'll be Michelle Obama.
Oh!
That's perfect.
Oh, yes. All right. There we have it.
That's perfect. Nailed it.
Because I was going to go with Cleo Valentine as a... Do you know who she is? She's a very attractive. She's starring in Arouse Me Rhonda, a Ronda Rousey porn takeoff where Misha Taint is her... And instead of the arm bar, there's a dick bar. So I'm trying to keep up with this, but I think there should be... The come over.
The come over, yeah. That's the Donald Trump porn.
Maybe we get Peter North out of retirement.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. So is there anything that you would like to... Dare I say, plug before we go? We're gonna have to wrap it up now. The end of the season. We are seasonal. The show. So.
I know. Last episode tonight, right?
That's true.
No.
Yeah, we wanted to go out with a bang, and that's why we wanted you on.
Or a guy in a Katy Perry dress.
A guy in a Katy Perry dress.
Being stared at by Lake Bell. My spank tank is going to be so off kilter tonight, I don't even know what's going to happen.
That took a lot of balls, man. That took a lot of balls.
Well, Mary Jean, before you say goodbye, we at Eating Disorder want to give a big thank you to our engineer, Liz, who's stuck with us through four seasons.
And thank you, Liz.
Will probably be in incredible amounts of trouble for this episode alone, but it wasn't her fault. Not the dime. We ordered three orders of bread and butter, and it got smeared all over the studio. Or when Donnie Vomit put a nail up his nose in the board. Mary Jean, you are wonderful. Would you tell us anything else you'd like to plug or to say goodbye to Eating Disorder for this season?
They could definitely follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Every time I plug something, like, it has to be like social media. For some reason, it's like, here we go again.
All right.
Follow me on Twitter. But anyways,
we're about it.
Follow me. I mostly tweet when I'm drunk or like smoking weed.
Oh, that fucking rocks.
Or after I get laid because my head is like everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible. No, no.
I don't.
Sex jokes
are
rock and roll.
Yes.
I don't tweet when I'm sober because I don't want to deal with my phone.
Because it's fucking boring.
Yeah.
It's fucking boring.
And I only take pictures when I'm fucked up.
Nice. I saw one. It was titled Drunk in Bed.
Yeah. I was so fucking drunk.
That's good.
I had four margaritas and two shots. I was like all intervention in my bed.
Yeah,
I think we need to
wrap this up. There's gonna be some drink buying, I think.
She's only at one margarita now.
Oh my gosh, that I feel so loose.
Oh.
All right.
So does Crazy Legs in the dress over here. You know, you're getting undressed and I'm going one way and then suddenly he gets undressed and I was ruined.
Yeah, well, you know. Chef Paul, take us out, will you please?
Thank you
with
very
a gun.
Much, everybody, for another terrific season of Eating Disorder. Mary Jean, thank you so much for joining us and coming all the way down from the Boogie Down. We really appreciate you coming in. Reverend?
I'm here, and I'm gone.
And Crazy Legs, I love the fucking dress.
I'm leaving it on the rest of the night. I'm opening Little Jimmy's
I think you should.
Seagram's Margarita in order of your margarita, Mary Jean, the last beverage. To a former eating disorder.
There you go. Margaritas from a bottle.
Yep.
Take care, everyone. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.